Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/best of Redditor updates, where this man's girlfriend sells his $10,000 car for just $400 over a petty argument. My girlfriend sold my car because of a petty argument. I am now suing her. So, for a bit of context, my girlfriend and I have known each other for around 4 years, but started dating during 2021. That car has been passed down for generations, by the way. It's a 1972 Ford F100. My grandpa owned it, then passed it down to my dad, then passed it down to me. I don't drive it too often, as I do have my own car, but I use it for work. Recently, we've gotten into an argument over me not taking care of our two cats. The thing is, I spend almost all day working and the rest of it resting. So, what did she do? She got the pickup truck, went to a junkyard, and sold it. The worst part, she sold it for $400. Keep in mind, this truck was in pristine condition. When I got back home from the bar, I noticed the pickup wasn't there. I asked her and she told me what she did. I instantly packed her my things, my cat, told her we were done, and left. I've been getting calls from her, her family, and friends every day calling me names. Am I in the wrong? Well, before we even get into an update, first of all, we have a comment from OP, which tells us all about the arguments. The first time, we had an argument over chores. The last argument we had was about her disappearing on me for 9 hours without any previous notice. That was about a month ago. The thing is, it's not like I just didn't take care of the cats at all. I was just really busy with work and got back home really tired. Also keep in mind that I was the breadwinner in the house. I had an agreement that she would do the chores and I would put food on the table. I still love the cats and I fed them. Okay, now for the first update, which is posted just a day later. Thanks for all the advice and support. Two things. I've talked to my lawyer cousin. He said I could have a solid case if this goes to court, but honestly, after all the trash I've been through, I want my pickup back and some more for what happened. I doubt the police are going to do anything after a couple of bad experiences I've had with them. My ex came knocking on my door. I ignored her. I don't want anything to do with that female dog anymore. My dad also got the news and was super sad, considering that truck was pretty much the family's breadwinner for about 30 years. Okay, moving straight on to update 2. Thanks for even more advice. I've now filed a police report for the stolen F100. I have hope it can be done. I'm also doing my own bit of research, driving to a couple of nearby junkyards, but I doubt I'll find it on my own. I hope we can find the old green F100 we love so much. Next update, posted on the same day, the F100 has been found at a nearby junkyard by a friend. Thanks for all the support, guys. Well, that is unbelievable news. Now moving on to update 4. So, people have been asking these things, and I feel like I should clarify. 1. It is not like I took no care of the cats at all. She doesn't work. I put the bread on the table, she gets the house chores done. That is how we've managed it, which is why I feel like this was petty. 2. I went to a bar that evening to hang out with a friend that I hadn't seen in 5 years. I don't drink heavily or often. I guess OP is kind of saying that it wasn't as if he was going out every night and leaving his girlfriend to do everything. And 3, the signature to sell it was forged by my girlfriend, from what I know at the moment. Or the junkyard guy just took it because it was a $9,600 profit. The junkyard opens at 12:30 a.m. today, and since it's currently 5 a.m. here, I'm still gonna have to wait for a while. As you might be able to tell, today was quite a crazy day. Haven't gotten 1 minute of sleep. Okay, I guess all these updates came pretty much back to back to back to back over the course of this evening. Wow, what a day and night for OPA. Now here is the amazing update that we've all been waiting for. So, I have the F100 back. Over a day of no sleep, work and panic, and it's finally over. She's been charged with a class 1 felony for stealing a car worth more than $10,000. She's been fined $5,000. Finally back from the garage with the truck. I'm so tired. I'll take a nap now. I'll update you guys more thoroughly tomorrow. I don't feel like explaining every detail right now. It's 7:09 p.m. and I'm really tired of this freaking trash. And then just 2 days on from the date of the original post, we got this final update. I have the truck back. The F100 is actually back. I did have to pay the $400 though, and it's not as good as it was before. It's really dirty, probably from driving to the junkyard, which is pretty dirty, and the bodywork that was once pristine is now damaged. There's a huge scratch on the paint. It was a really sharp key or something, because the bodywork is now ruined. It started flash rusting, which is really not good. The paint is ruined, and the truck itself isn't as great as before. I can tell that she broke the brake fluid line as well, because the brakes are running badly. Good news though, as previously mentioned, my girlfriend has been charged with a C1F for GTA and fined the 5K. But don't worry though, I will still follow through with the lawsuits. So there we go guys, that is the end of this story. Now, as you can see on screen, if you are watching on YouTube, amazingly, this entire episode was actually put into a Newsweek article that was deemed newsworthy. Man suing ex-girlfriend for selling his family heirloom, done with her. The quote. And you know what? I completely agree. What a story. And a couple of really intense days, I guess, for OP. Back to back to back updates showed that. But you know, justice was done in the end. Now look, of course, it is a shame that the car was damaged and isn't in its original state. But nonetheless, that is a lot better than the alternative, which is never seeing that car again. Not only losing out on the $10,000 worth of value, of course, but also the incredible history of that car and the place that it holds in your family's heritage, I guess. The fact that it was the breadwinner for 30 years, gone like that over just a petty argument, that is incredible. I mean, wow. Justice has been done though. I really hope, I don't know if this is too harsh to say, that 5K really affects your ex-girlfriend because she deserves it. Okay, now for our next Best of Redditor Updates post. My girlfriend dated me because of a dare. My girlfriend, who is 17, and I, an 18-year-old male, have been dating for 5 months. Before we started dating, I had a crush on her for roughly a year. It was quite well known since one of my old friends spilled it directly to her and her friends. They giggled for some time, but she never made a move on me or spoke to me about it. We're just classmates and we aren't close. Now, for New Year's, she hosted a birthday party for her 17th birthday. I was overjoyed and happily came. It was a great party, though I was mostly off to the side since my old friends were mainly mingling with other people. Now, a few days afterwards, she came up to me and asked to meet me after school. We agreed at the park, to where she confessed that she had feelings for me and wanted to be a couple. I was over the moon, and we began dating that day. Our relationship was pretty solid. We didn't get into many fights, but she wasn't all that affectionate, which I was fine with. We never got intimate, and mainly did small things like cuddling. Skip to 5 months. She was in my home and in the kitchen, making herself a snack. Her phone was buzzing, and she asked me to bring it over. Her phone settings are such that you can see the first line of a message on her lock screen. The phone also automatically turns on whenever she receives a notification. I took a glimpse and it was one of her friends. Now, I didn't take a good look, but it read something like, "When is the breakup happening?" which immediately attracted my attention. I unlocked her phone since I knew her password prior. I then read a few more messages where they were talking about a prank they pulled on me. I confronted her about it and she went silent. After some prodding, she confessed. During her birthday, one of her friends dared her to ask me out. She got guilty when we continued dating for months upon months. It was supposed to be a one-time thing with a simple date at a restaurant. They planned to hook me up with someone and frame me for cheating in the next few weeks, so she had a valid reason to break up with me. It also gave the other girls a chance to spread rumors about me. We got into a huge fight, and I told her to leave and that we are done. It's only been a few hours, and I am absolutely devastated. I really, really like this girl, and she decided that it was a fun idea to pull on my heartstrings. I don't know what to do. Her things are still here, so I'm gonna put it all in the box and leave it outside. She's been texting me, apologizing, trying to explain herself. I blocked her friends' numbers since they were also harassing me. I haven't blocked her just yet since we have to get each other's stuff from the other's houses, but after that, I'll be going no contact. Luckily, the school year is almost over and I'm graduating, so I don't have to see her again. But still, I'm really upset. It hurts, man.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay then, moving on to the first update posted just a day later. I honestly didn't expect to post an update so soon, but since I did agree to pick up my things today while also dropping hers off, I don't know why I expected nothing to happen. A lot of you pointed out that she may have fallen in love with me during our relationship, but it doesn't matter if she did or not. She broke my trust and I'm no longer attracted to her after yesterday. She allowed her friends to talk trash about me and plotted to destroy my reputation. She's weak-minded, and I'm not going to further date someone who will pick their abusive friends over their romantic interest. Do I feel bad? A little, but I tried warning her, and she did not listen. So, now on to the actual updates. I went to my ex's house with a friend of mine, since no way in heck am I going there alone. Right before school, I went. I didn't see my things outside, so I rung the doorbell. Her father came out and handed my things to me while I gave him her things. He asked if I'd cheated on her, since she's crying in her room about it. So, yeah, more of you were right about them spreading rumors and trying to blast me. I explained that I didn't, and even showed the screenshots that I had on my phone. I guess OP is referring to her crazy friends spreading rumors, and good thing you had those screenshots, OP, so you could back up your point and make sure that her father knew the truth. I actually ended up sending him a screenshot through his phone. He thanked me and said he'll take a look at it. I told him if he didn't believe me through that, well then look at her phone. My friend and I then left to go back home and get ready for school. I'm happy I got my guitar back, since it's really the only thing I valued. After school, I got a call from my ex's dad. He apologized for the accusations, and he said that he found the group chat of the girls and the hookup plans. He said he was going to punish his daughter and find these friends' parents. He got their names already, and he's prodding my ex to know where they live. I told him he could use my screenshots as evidence to back me up. Props to the dad for being calm about this. And that's really all that happened. I know her dad and he's a scary man. He's 6 foot and built. He can be very intimidating and I know that my ex will give up the information. It's only a matter of time before the girls fall. I'll be keeping an eye out since I have a week left of school. If anything happens, I'll post another update. I'm not interested in finding their socials and seeing if they've already started spreading the whole cheating rumors. I'm sure they have done. However, everything was fine at school, but now it's the weekend, so I may receive some backlash when I return. But I honestly don't care. I got accepted into a college and I'm ditching this place. I just need to survive this week and graduation. My ex's dad will do all the heavy work. And then, 9 days later, we got this final update. Man, sorry it took so long. I got busy with graduation and was waiting for things to be finished up. Now that I think they are, this may be the final update to conclude this mess. My ex got grounded, of course. All technology has been stripped away and she was forced to delete all her socials in front of her dad, besides Facebook because of family connections. She isn't allowed out of the house and he's hoping to get her a job over the summer. All that money will be directly funded to her college savings and none will go to her spending. So, LMAO. Her dad also messaged me that she ended up ratting out her friends' addresses and he went to each house to talk to the parents. I don't know what happened to them, but some were furious at graduation. I know they had a huge fight with my ex and everyone dropped her as a friend. They dropped each other as well. The whole friend group basically crumbled except like two of them. I'm pretty sure my ex probably has one or two friends left, if any at all. She was well popular, but then dropped to the bottom of the food chain. It's hilarious. Now, none of the girls actually confronted me except for my ex. I met her after graduation where I was heading back to the car with my parents. She stopped me midway. She apologized profusely and admitted she never actually saw me as a lover, but as a best male friend. God, that makes it even worse. 5 months with no real, sexual attraction, actual relationship, wanting in all of that time, that is truly terrible. She realized how much we had in common when she took me on that day and wanted to get to know me more, but she's a lesbian. She wanted to keep the charade of us pretending to be lovebirds so that her friends wouldn't think she's a freak for liking girls. They're quite homophobic and would have dropped her. They did anyways, so... She also used the whole prank card as an excuse to not break up, since I could have told people and word would have been spread around and it could have ruined her reputation too. Which is why they did the whole getting me framed for cheating thing. I'm surprised that she suspended it for several months and it got that far. It's impressive, actually. If I hadn't caught her in time, she probably would have just gone through with it due to pressure. So basically, she used me so that people think she's straight, and also not to ruin her reputation if it came out that it was a prank to date me. The only thing that I forgave her for was her being a lesbian. I am a straight cis male, but I can't imagine how scary it might be to be in a circle full of homophobes whom you've known since you were kids, if you were gay. She didn't want to be discarded as a social outcast. Now, I'm sure she would have found plenty of friends who would have accepted her for who she is. We don't live in the 1900s. But still, I do understand why. I honestly would have rather her come out as lesbian than use our relationship as a prank, though. It would have been so much easier to handle. In the end, I told her to leave me alone and that I've blocked her. She understood and left. She was sobbing so much and actually having a panic attack in the parking lot. I had to drag her away from my parents at one point, since I didn't want them finding out what's really been going on. I only told them that we broke up and that that was a final conversation to clear things up. Now, I do feel bad for her, but I can't help her. I do hope, though, that she finds better friends, honestly. Anyways, that is all for the update. I told her dad that I made a Reddit post about this situation. I didn't want to out her, so I asked him to ask her if it would be okay. She actually said yes. I don't know if she's read my post or not, but she definitely now knows that I wrote about her to Reddit. Oops. Well, there we go. That is the end of that one. And to be honest, I do completely agree with OP. The moment that OP said about, you know, really, she was kind of just semi-using him to cover up the fact that she is a lesbian and that she had real worries and concerns about coming out as a lesbian. And you know, that was the main reason, or at least one of the main reasons as to why she maintained her relationship with OP. I do feel that. And that is a tough one. It's a spot that I can only really sympathize with. It's one that, you know, I'm not going to be in myself, and I can't really imagine how tough that may be. However, that all being said, you still, I'm talking to the ex-girlfriend now, completely used OP and messed with his emotions for your own personal gain. Yes, clearly it seems that she does feel terrible about the way that she handled things and the fact that she did maintain this relationship for so long in the knowledge that she didn't really believe in it and it wasn't a real relationship. However, that doesn't take away from the fact that you've kind of just kidded OP for 5 months and wasted his time and, yeah, as OP said, really mess with his emotions. For that, you don't really deserve any sympathy. However, it is a tough one. Knowing that all your friends are homophobic and you yourself are a lesbian, yeah, I do feel for you in that situation. But then again, you could also find some friends that love you for who you are. I don't know. It's a tough one. You did a terrible thing. OP, I feel really horrible for you. At least now you can move on with your life. Just imagine if you hadn't found out for months and months and maybe even years on end. That could have been truly terrible. But yeah. All in all, a great post with a decent resolution. Okay, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed this Best of Redditor Updates episode. If you did and you want more conclusions to Reddit stories straight away, check out the video on screen right here or link down below in the description. If you're new to the channel, hit the subscribe button, follow on whatever platform you're on, and I will see you guys all tomorrow for a brand new Reddit story.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.